Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. Italy has refused to allow a search and rescue ship, the Aquarius, to dock at a port in the south of the country, leaving 629 refugees stranded. Having been rescued by the humanitarian group Médecins Sans Frontières, which works alongside another NGO, SOS Méditerranée, the refugees, who include 123 unaccompanied children and 7 pregnant women, have been refused entry into Italy. This is largely due to policies made by its new populist leaders. The Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, is quoted as saying only days ago that he wants to close the ports and stop the filthy business of illegal immigration. Conditions on board are causing concern and anxiety among the refugees is mounting. In other international news, tonight we'll see the historic meeting between the US President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. With the aid of translators, the two heads of state will have a one-to-one meeting this evening on the island of Sentosa, just off Singapore. Talks will be based around denuclearisation and a durable peace. The Cheminots are not relenting in their determined protests against proposed government reforms to railway giant SNCF. This despite the fact that a final bill will almost certainly be agreed upon by the end of the week. The strikes tomorrow will mean only 3 out of 5 TGV and Transilien trains will be operational and just half of TER services. The former singer from the band Noir Désir has brought an abrupt end to his Amor Fati tour, having already performed 27 dates. This means Bertrand Cantat will not be on stage at the Pau or Bordeaux festivals in December. He hasn't given a reason for cancelling the tour, but it is undoubtedly related to the protests which have taken place at each of the venues over violence against women. Cantat beat his actress girlfriend to death in 2003, a crime for which he spent just 4 years in prison. The French football team are settling into their camp in Istra in Russia before they kick off their tournament in a match against Australia on Saturday. In a press conference held this afternoon, the team manager Didier Deschamps said that the players and staff are delighted with their setup. The World Cup officially begins on Thursday, with the first match being the hosts playing Saudi Arabia. And finally, the weather is still making negative headlines across large parts of France. 38 départements are under amber alerts for heavy rain, storms and possible flooding. While parts of southern France are also affected, the main concern reaches from the Loire to the Alsace. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.